Chapter 2, The Society Through the First World War. On the 4th of August 1914, Britain declared war with Germany after the Germans refused to withdraw their troops from Belgium. Thousands of men were sent to war, leaving behind their wives and families to await their return. This meant that the society was needed more than ever to take care of the blind or partially sighted women whose husbands or partners had gone to war. The war began in the early years of the charity, who continued their work throughout. Although the use of chemical weapons in the war was a major cause of blindness, it was only in the early days of the war that the help of the charity was needed, as dedicated hospitals for blind veterans were opened. However, as a number of hotels in Bournemouth were converted to military hospitals, there are a couple of examples of the society helping soldiers returning from the war blind. In October 1914, the Craghead Hotel became a Red Cross convalescent home for wounded soldiers from the Royal Victoria Hospital in Neakley. It provided 100 beds in 14 wards on the three floors under the supervision of Surgeon General Stevenson of Boscombe Military Hospital. In the 1914 Minute Book, it is noted that Mr. Latty, one of the founding members of the society, went to visit a blind soldier who was being cared for at the Craghead Hotel. He visited the soldier a number of times and began teaching him Braille. The soldiers were very independent, and it is possible that a part of the visit was to help the men come to terms with blindness and show that it was possible to lead a full and independent life. The First World War saw the first use of chemical warfare in the form of gas attacks. The Germans first trialled the use of chlorine gas at the Battle of Ypres in Belgium, 1915. Mustard gas was used a lot during the war, which led to temporary blindness, although many found themselves permanently blinded from extremely large exposures to the gas. One soldier who unfortunately experienced this was Mr. Charles Williams of 11 Francis Road. He was caught in a gas attack in the war, resulting in him becoming partially blind at the age of 31. On his return from war, he received help from St Dunstan's, now Blind Veterans UK in Brighton, until he moved to Bournemouth. He was taken under the wing of Boscombe's branch of the Royal British Legion, who helped him get in touch with the society so that he could receive help. Mr Williams registered with Bournemouth Blind Society in 1937, where he received help to come to terms with his blindness and was taught the skills needed to adapt and live his life to the full whilst being blind. The war had a lasting impact on society. For example, war widows becoming blind later in life without a husband needed more support. In the case of Mr. Haskell, however, he joined the army to serve in the war, but whilst he was away, his wife and six children all left Bournemouth and he returned from war to an empty house without his family. Mr. Haskell spent the rest of his life not knowing where they went. He lived locally at 25 Stanfield Road, Winton, where he used to work as an outside porter. He joined the society in 1937 after becoming partially blind from cataracts at the age of 62. The society gave Mr. Haskell an allowance of 12 shillings and sixpence per week and also offered their services to help him adapt to his blindness. Once they were aware of his family situation, the society made extra efforts to spend time with him and invite him to events to keep him company and to check up on him too. Soldiers who had been in the war and lost their sight later in life were often seen suffering from psychological effects of the First World War. The society had to learn how to deal with these effects and how best to help their members in any way possible. An example of this is Mr. Alexander McGrath, who lived at 139 Ashley Road in Boscombe. He joined the society on the 20th of October 1936 after becoming partially blind from cataracts at 56 years old. Mr. McGrath was originally born in 1878 in Cheverel, Wiltshire, and was a soldier for 23 and a half years before he moved to Bournemouth with his wife and received help and assistance from the society. It is noted in the Minute Books that he suffered from psychological effects from the war. At the time, post-traumatic stress disorder was not known and people could not understand why soldiers were coming back from the war so troubled and disturbed. A French physician had written reports on the condition battle hypnosis in 1915 and an article in the Times in 1915 mentioned soldiers suffering from shock, from the war. The term shell shock was coined in 1917 by a medical officer called Charles Meyer, but by the Second World War there was still little understanding of the condition and people just did not know how to treat it. Also, it was found that soldiers would return from the war completely fine, but 10 or 15 years later, something would trigger them mentally and they would start having flashbacks and experience delayed shell shock from the war. Another example of the society and its members being affected by the First World War is Mr. Charles Robert Summerhayes. Mr. Summerhayes lived at 33 Brassey Road in Winton. He registered with the society in 1937 after becoming blind from cataracts at 67 years old. Mr. Summerhayes was in the Royal Engineers for 27 years, serving in the First World War before becoming a carpenter and joiner. He received an allowance from the society, who also helped him to come to terms with his blindness too. It is also noted that Mr. Summerhayes had a strict temper and was very impatient due to the effects of the war. These were all aspects of the war that the society had to adapt to find ways to help their members with more than just a loss of sight. A tragic story found in one of the minute books is that of a Mrs. England. She lived at 94 Stanfield Road in Winton and joined the society in 1938 after becoming blind from cataracts at 80 years old. She used to be a dressmaker in Portsmouth before marrying and moving to Bournemouth in 1892 and carrying out her trade here. Mrs. England and her husband had two sons who were both tragically killed during World War I, and they never had any more children after them. Mr. and Mrs. England spent the rest of their years mourning the death of their poor sons. The society helped both Mrs. England and her husband to live a comfortable life in their retirement years. They also helped the couple cope with the grief of their sons by helping to keep their legacy in their sacrifice for their country. A final heartwarming example of how the society helped those who had been in the war is a Mr. Good who lived at 18 Tower Road and joined the society in 1938 after becoming blind from atrophy at 72 years of age. He had an interesting life, joining the army and serving in the First World War before he then joined the Navy. However, fearing that there might have been difficulties if he was known to have been in the army, he changed his name to Henry Collins. Mr. Good lived in the Church Army Hostel and the society helped him to live out his pensioner days in the most comfortable fashion. Overall, the society helped its members hugely throughout the war. They were a great support network for the blind during the hardest times of the war. Not only this, but they helped their members after the war when some experienced delayed psychological trauma. The society stood strong through the First World War despite only recently being established and it faced its toughest challenge, but it only made the society stronger and cemented its importance to Bournemouth and the visually impaired.